Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday, the 21st of June, that would be the beginning of summertime, summertime. First day of summer arrives about 2 o'clock, I think, Eastern time this afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. And it'll be that time in America's most fantastic state. And do you think New Jersey is number one, the best state to live in America, because Victoria Keelan comes from New Jersey? That could be. It certainly has nothing to do with Jennifer living in California, that it's the worst place to live in America. But at any rate, good contrast. There's always good contrast between Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is here. We're going to have the winner of our Father's Day contest in a matter of minutes. I was going to say moments, but probably be minutes by the time we work our way through the details. All right, so Victoria, New Jersey is the best state. Why is it the best state, according to this study by Wallet Hub? Which is, by the way, what? Explain what Wallet Hub is. I think I know, but...
I've heard of Wallet Hub, but I honestly don't know. It's a financial services company is what I'm going to guess. Okay. But, yeah, this was kind of surprising because they did... They had 52 different criteria to measure each state by, and New Jersey is the where we didn't rank well is recovery from COVID because... You know, it's slow going, but it's getting there. But, yeah, it's other than that, you know, other things that you don't really necessarily think of, like the percentage of people who have health insurance in the state, the poverty level, which is more obvious, the percentage of adults who are in fair or poor health, the average weekly work hours, restaurants per capita. I mean, they really went in depth. And somehow, miraculously, New Jersey came out as number one, Massachusetts number two, New York number three, Idaho four, Minnesota five, Wisconsin six, Utah seven, New Hampshire was number eight, Iowa number nine, and Pennsylvania was number 10, based on all of those criteria. So New Jersey never wins anything, so I'm very happy for it.
Well, I mean, we
get crapped on more than any other state.
Why is that, though? Because people think it's Newark. That's what they think.
Well, they think it's that one opening stretch of The Sopranos. That's that's what literally everyone thinks of when they think of New Jersey. That's 1 mile of road.
Yeah, I know. But isn't that... It really is kind of an interesting reality what people think and how they think. So congratulations. All right, so let's move to the other part of the country where the states are baking... Wildfires are threatening Arizona towns. The towns, good, Doug. Towns, T-O-W-N-S. So, Jen, what situation do you find yourself in as far as sweating this weekend? My children are talking about how my daughter is here for Father's Day. My son was talking about how hot it is, and he doesn't live really. Well, he kind of lives. The other side of the hill is more in the valley where you are. But he's on the other side of the 405, and that's there's plenty of sweltering going on there apparently as well. So how has it affected the fire stuff?
Well, thankfully, the fire stuff hasn't been a problem yet, at least for the past few days. That there's been hot temperatures. Palm Springs was the one that was notable. Oof, they hit an all-time high. It was like 123 degrees or something crazy. It's been hot, but it's also really depends where you are. On Saturday, I did a little quick trip up to Santa Barbara, and just to put things in perspective, like as to how quickly the shift of like weather changes. It was socked in with no sun and 67 degrees at the beach. By the time you got up to the top of the mountain in Santa Barbara, it was like 93 and lots of sun. So it depending on where you are, it was just a little bit different. But
thankfully for the San Fernando Valley and for Los Angeles, it was hot, but and a few fires started to break out. But thankfully, the fire department was able to get at least a stop on the forward progress of the fire. So we haven't had anything huge to talk about, which is good. I know a lot of the other desert spots like Phoenix, like Las Vegas, like Palm Springs had it really tough. It's been hot, but thankfully there have been it's been worse conditions before. So grateful that things didn't get out of control, because they can easily when it gets this warm.
Mm. I was listening to the ball games over the weekend because I did a lot of traveling in around New England and up into New York State. And as I was listening to the games, the announcers, for whatever the reason, can't be, or there must be some Major League Baseball rule. There's a new rule going into effect today, for example, on spitballs or things that they can have on their hands.
Oh, no, that's a really big controversy.
Yeah, it is a big. Well, the and question is, why does it start now? Why did they start at the beginning of the year?
That's what a lot of the pitchers are saying, is that this should be something that they start at the beginning of the season instead of halfway through the middle, because it really screws up a lot of people's pitching. Now, unofficially, it is sort of cheating, but when every pitcher does it, it puts you on the same. Well, it puts you on the same. Well, the reason I say sort of is that it was kind of sanctioned cheating, I guess. I mean, and what we're talking about is that a lot of pitchers would use, like, sunscreen, like the stuff that they had on their face, anything sticky. Resins, to try to get some grip on the ball when they were throwing it. And halfway through the season, the Major League Baseball controversially decided that that cannot go anymore. And, in fact, there was one pitcher who got suspended for a few games because he was using sunscreen under his cap to try to get a better grip on the ball. And a lot of people thought that was a bad move to just suspend that one person when most pitchers do it. And so Major League Baseball is starting up midway through, and going to go into effect today.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It seems very badly. It's just badly timed, badly managed, the whole business. But I was, as I listened to these guys, the play-by-play for the Red Sox, I have a guy named Will Fleming who does it with Joe Castiglione, who's been doing it for a long time. And it's so entertaining to listen. I said this a couple of weeks
ago. I like that team. I hadn't listened to the Red Sox team. I think I mentioned it to you, but I did the other, like, a couple weeks ago, and I thought they were really good.
They're friendly, informative.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing to do. I noticed the Dodgers and the Red Sox have won the same number of games, Jennifer. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know if that was true or not. I know the Dodgers won all three games this weekend, which was exciting. So
they're in about the same position. But it's just, but the reason, you know, listening to the games are fun, but the fact that they're doing it from the Red Sox studio at Fenway Park, no matter where they are, I don't get can't travel with the team. Well, but COVID's over for the most part. Practical reasons, unless you are worried about the winter respiratory virus that seems to be spreading around the South. You see that? COVID-19, it's called RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. Am I pronouncing that correctly, you think, Victoria? Syncytial, I think that's what it is.
RSV is what I've heard it referred to as. So,
usually that's a fall virus and a winter virus. Now it's something that's bothering. And there wasn't much of it around last year because of COVID. So now with things opening up, the numbers are rising. But I don't know, you know, you can always, when you look at a headline the way that it's written, it is sometimes aimed at giving you the wrong idea. Spreading fast, what does that mean? How many people have it?
A lot of cases are popping up with it. It's not just in the South.
It's coughing, sneezing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But how do we get the perspective on this in terms of how many people have it? Because normally about 14,000 people die from it a year.
Which is a lot.
Older, 65. Well, it's a lot, not as many as died with COVID, and not as many as died normally. In normal years, the flu takes 80,000-90,000 lives.
The flu every year, the average, the number that I've never seen a number higher than 20,000 for the flu.
Well, talk to Ken Kronos, because he said
89,000 people a year, no one talks about that?
80,000 to 90,000, yeah. Well, nobody talks. Nobody talks about people who die from other. When's the last time you heard a stat on heart disease or cancer or anything.
It's heart disease over, is the number one killer in America, especially for women.
When's the last time you saw a number attached to it? That's what I'm saying. There's 400,000 or 500,000 people a year die from that. I don't know what the percentage of right is more with women than it was this past year anyway with men, which seems kind of strange. Why is that's an interesting sidebar to this. Why are more women dying of heart disease? Is it just because
it goes unchecked and men, the symptoms are different? Men have traditional symptoms of heart disease. Women get nauseous and go, oh, something else is wrong. What did Ken say the number of people dying every year from the flu?
He says 80 to 90,000.
I've never heard a number that high ever. Yeah. That's crazy.
That doesn't mean it's wrong, but I'm telling you what the average, according to him, before this year, he said fewer than 10,000 people died of the flu this year. So
I just looked up in 2018 with the last time probably we had a flu season before COVID.
Right? Yeah.
43,000 was the number.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know where Ken's getting those numbers from.
But
that's crazy.
I mean, who knows? It probably goes up and down. And how many people even go to the doctor for the flu?
Well, that's the other thing. The stats are so screwed. Because the government pays for it. There's another study from the
World Health Organization that says in the world, 650,000 people die of respiratory diseases linked to the flu. So, you know, it's like who dies from the flu, who dies from stuff linked to the flu. The way they count all this stuff is really strange.
Yeah, it's all about insurance and money you get from the government for this, that, or the other thing. My daughter has put me on a diet, not that I needed to be on a diet, but she's cleaned out the refrigerator and all of the pantry stuff, so there's nothing in there. I've lost 4 or 5 pounds since she got here.
Well, what did she throw out?
Things that she thought were old and out of date in the refrigerator, or combinations of.
You mean expired?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Some expired.
That's the
things.
Stuff we tease you about all the time, and she has just confirmed it all.
Okay. I said that you would tease me about it. Anyway, or she'll leave the things, she put a box aside of things that she didn't want to eat that I had around that were somewhat expired. See, I think that's an arbitrary number.
Somewhat
that is the reason.
Expired.
So does my dad.
Huh?
I'm like, what? Dad, my dad does the same thing. I'm like, Dad, you've worked too hard in your life to eat expired food. Like, come on.
I don't want to. Why would you throw it away if it's perfectly good stuff? We get things from we feed the cows and the goats and chickens and stuff from the grocery stores that just got expired yesterday. And the kids go through it, and some of the people that work on the farm, and they eat all the stuff, and they love it. So, anyway, that was the reason I got
Tiger
on to
King,
it.
Isn't it, Jen?
Yeah. It's like the old pizza toppings.
And like the bacon and stuff that was thrown out. Like,
gone through the trash at Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, lovely. Okay, so anyway, the reason I brought it up is because Calitrin would like you to know no matter how you're losing the weight, the important thing is to keep it off. And that's what they support. Calitrin doesn't have anything in it other than natural ingredients. And that's the reason I support it and I endorse it, because not only has it worked on me, but it's worked on tens of thousands, if not, you look around the world in the last 24, 25 years, millions of people have taken Calitrin and had fabulous success with it. So if you are on a diet or you're finding yourself thinking, I got the weight off, now I want to keep it off, then you need to go to their website, toploss.com, and check it all out. See how it works, see how the support goes from the company. Every week you can talk to a person who's there that'll help you through and explain how to use it the best way. Break down those bad fats and stuff and keep them gone with Calitrin at toploss.com. Check out using the code DJV. You get a 3-month supply free.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best price on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1400.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Save enough money.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program as we recover from a Father's Day weekend. I want to find out more about what the ladies did for Father's Day and maybe what you did. I had a nice read on all of the entries that came in for our Father's Day giveaway. And so we have not one, but two winners from last week. I was the judge, and I'll tell you why these two people, in my estimation, deserve the prize package, which we'll get to right after this.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the car, all right? Just one check. Bowles Builders, this is Bowles. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
All right, let's get to the winners, Jay. You've done a nice job managing all of this. It's kind of hairy when you see as many nice stories. The two best stories, I thought, were from, one of them was April Clemens, who said, she wrote to us, "We'll be celebrating Father's Day surrounded by family. My husband is a workaholic, continues to work through the holidays." Who else does that remind you of? "We may be in the garden or in the yard, but we'll be right there with him on Father's Day, helping him work. He continues to provide for us on a daily basis. Last year, did the same thing every year. Jason plants us a family garden. Along with that, he works and works and works. He lost his father about 4 years ago, lost his granddad, who he was really close to. And here's a picture of Jason on his granddad's tractor." She sent that along, following in his footsteps, and that kind of got to me. "My husband works on a farm, machine operator, continues to work hard for our family. Took my girls on as his own and loves them. Winning these prizes would make this the best Father's Day." So you got April. You have the prize package. from the works. Certainly, we have had a lot of talk about the circular saw and the pressurized washing system, which you will get with our compliments and compliments to your husband. Sounds like a really good guy. And the other one, there were a number of these. I probably, if it were up to
you
me.
You wanted to give a lot away.
I give them all away. But I do want to give us another set of these tools to Brian Harlan, who says, well, I'm going to try again. My wife and children don't listen to talk radio, but I do. I've been a heavy equipment operator for 25 years. I work anywhere from 6 12-hour days to 7 12-hour days. I have 10 months to make as much money as I can because my job is seasonal and we get laid off in December. Out of the 25 years, 4 of it was served in the military, the past 25. And I did 3 tours overseas. In the years past, I've never been home for Father's Day. I've always been on the road, traveling for work. This will be the first time I'll be home. I'm with a contractor that doesn't travel, which is awesome. Not only do I do dirt work, but I also do crane work, always learning and upgrading my skills to make more money. My family and I moved from Iowa to Kentucky last year. We tried to stay in Iowa, but in 2018 we lost our oldest son, and we just didn't want to live there anymore for many memories. So the past couple of Father's Days have been pretty tough, but I know he's watching me. I do have 2 other children that are great, and they help me get through the tough times. So I thought that it really got to me, too.
Wow.
Yeah. So both of them are going to get these prize packages, Brian Harlan and April Clemens, and congratulations. But as I say, there were some really great honorable mentions, Kim Stevens-Graham, Sid Stewart I liked especially, frankly. But to all of you, thanks and happy Father's Day. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's Tough Automotive Tech Story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police said Sunday they believe a driver unintentionally hit spectators at a weekend pride parade in Wilton Manors, Florida, resulting in the death of one man and leaving another person hospitalized. Tropical storm Claudette was downgraded to a tropical depression after battering the southeast over the weekend. Heavy rains, high winds, and flash flooding contributed to the deaths of 13 people in Alabama Saturday. Residents in southern Georgia, northern Florida, and the Carolinas should prepare for torrential rain and flooding, and possibly tornadoes into Monday midday. Juneteenth celebrations over the weekend in Oakland, California, Aurora, Colorado, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Clover, South Carolina, and Flint, Michigan were interrupted by shootings and homicides. A Uganda Olympic team member has tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Japan late Saturday. Japan's government has faced criticism for vowing to host the Tokyo Olympics. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With vaccine hesitancy in the United States, the new Delta variant of the virus could flare up restrictions again this fall. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for about 10% of new cases in the United States after the strain first identified in India became the dominant strain in the UK. The more transmissible strain is already causing hotspots of infections in rural parts of Missouri and Kansas. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that forecasters expect Delta to lead to a surge in cases in the fall.
They are predicting that in a scenario where we only get to about 75% of the eligible population vaccinated and have a 60% more transmissible variant, which this new Delta variant may be 60% more transmissible than 117. They do show an upsurge of infection and reaching a peak of around 20% of the infection that we reached last winter. So about 20% of the peak in January we will hit in the fall at some point. I think that's probably an aggressive estimate. I don't think it will be quite that dire. But when you do look at those estimates, you see it varies widely between states.
The United States is vaccinating Taiwan, as the island nation east of Hong Kong has a very low vaccine rate.
Taiwan welcomed 2.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine from the U.S. on Sunday, more than doubling the island's arsenal of shots. The Biden administration initially promised to donate 750,000 doses, but increased that number as the administration advances its pledge to send 80 million U.S.-made shots around the world. Only about 6% of Taiwan's 23.5 million people have received one dose of the vaccine. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Questions and answers here on the DJV program. It's Monday, the 21st of June. Happy summertime. We're going to brush away this week, hopefully, the impact of at least Mercury being in retrograde, although another planet goes into retrograde. Which one is it? Do you remember,
Victoria? I don't know.
Another planet goes into retrograde, but none of them are as bad as Mercury. And this one's been kind of rough. I've noticed it in transportation circles anyway. But we have gotten through
the
that.
Crying. It's a bad and
Father's
crying,
Day.
Too.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like I've said a lot of that lately.
You have?
Uh-oh.
Are you all right? Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine.
Well, laughing is a good antidote to crying. That's the way you do it. Shake the tree, get the fruit out of it.
Get one or the other.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I want to congratulate again the two winners this past week of the Father's Day contest that we had for the Works prize package. April Clemens from Sales City, Georgia, and Brian Harlan from Owensboro, Kentucky. Both are winners. I read them and they pulled. There were a couple. They were really all very good. And I hadn't been involved. I let the ladies pick the winners, and we did it kind of, it was a different way. This really took some thought, and so I liked the scholarly approach. I like reading things and trying to figure out what it is that's in the dreams of the people who wrote these stories, and that did happen. So what aligned with the stars for me anyway, or buttered my bread, was what April wrote about her husband and what Brian wrote about his experience. So a lot of good metaphors in there, and I appreciate it. It was just nice. So, dad radar. Who's got good dad radar? Jennifer, you think you have good dad? Jennifer Horn is here, by the way. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. I had a nice Father's Day with my grandson and my daughter here. My son, who did his usual. Victoria's following them on Instagram, and he has... I had never looked at his Instagram before, Victoria, last night. Mm-hmm. I went through everything that was on it. And then I sent him a note, and we went back and forth. But it's a lot of thought that goes. And that's really kind of what parenting is about, I think. Fathering is about. There are a lot of people... when I first got married back when I was in my early 20s, I thought I'd be a really good husband and a lousy father because I came from not a great position of father. Well, the men that I surrounded myself with and grew up around were the great influence on my life, not necessarily my father. It's not bad about my father. My father just didn't have a clue. He was an orphan. I mean, you have all kinds of things go on for whatever the reason.
But your father got it together and did really well for Brendan. So
yeah,
he was great
with Brendan. Yep. Yeah. Well, Brendan almost forced that. It is.
It's all right.
It was a fabulous gift. Right, exactly. But not being afraid of being a father. I thought, as I said, I'd be a good father. I mean, a good husband, a bad father. It turned out to be the opposite. I was a terrible husband, and I was a good father, and frankly continue to enjoy the role of fatherhood. It's not something, we are not perfect fathers. I'm not a perfect father. I'm not a perfect man. I'm not a perfect human being, but I know that my children have made me a better person. And I think that's what it's about, much anything else.
You know what's interesting about getting older and I think having an adult relationship?
I don't know, Jennifer, because I've refused to get into that.
To get older.
You can tell me what it's like. Yes, right. Please tell me.
Well, just to give you a minute to dry your tears. But I think what's interesting is that, you know, and I don't know, maybe it's just my perspective is that I knew my parents always loved me, but I had a tough upbringing. You know, they couldn't be together. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that happened in my past. But and you kind of, I think, as a kid, you feel disappointed by that because you feel like your parents are these superheroes and you expect them to do everything right.
Well, sometimes
make all the right
blame
decisions.
It on themselves. Yeah. Right.
Right. Well, I mean, but I think as a kid, your point of view is that, you know, mom and dad, they can't do any wrong. And they're these superheroes. And then when you get older, you realize just how hard life is, you know, and how so many of the things that you thought, you know, could have been disappointing or whatever as a kid, that was just life. And you realize that your parents are human, too. And I think, probably with your dad, maybe as a kid, you were like, you know, you didn't feel like you had that close relationship. But I'd imagine maybe as you got older as an adult, you realized why. You knew his circumstances as a kid. You knew that he threw himself into his work for certain reasons. It's really an interesting, I don't know, I think that's when you let all this stuff go, is when you well most people do.
Exactly.
When you get older and you realize everybody's a human just trying to do the best they can.
And what we seem to misplace now, the intolerance that people have for anything that isn't quote-unquote normal, there is no such thing as normal. Whoever comes up with normal, we were talking about that with regard to statistics the people have COVID or they have the flu or they've got something else. It's all relative. And so you put things into perspective, frankly. And with that, putting things into perspective, we were talking about the weather and how nice it was. The Northeast was fabulous. I don't know if it was down in New Jersey, but this weekend here.
Yeah, really nice.
Oh, it was fabulous. The weather was beautiful. Down in Alabama, it was a big storm. So, Victoria, what happened as a result? What, 13, 14 people died in that storm?
Yeah, it's the Tropical Depression Claudette. So it's not quite tropical storm level, but still really destructive. And so it has left at least 13 people dead in Alabama, and it got stronger as it went along the Atlantic coast. It actually started with 5 to 10 inches of rain in Louisiana and then made its way to Alabama. One of the saddest things that came out of this over the weekend was there was a multiple car pile up on one of the highways in Alabama, and of course the hydroplaning happened, and one of the it was a school bus with 8 children. They're involved in the Tallapoosa County Girls Ranch. It's a nonprofit that helps provide homes for needy, neglected, and abused school-aged kids. So eight of those kids, plus one adult chaperone, was killed in this car pileup. The NTSB is now investigating. And then in other parts of Alabama, there was a tree that fell on a house and killed a 24-year-old man and a 3-year-old boy. It's in that same Tuscaloosa area, and so it was a storm that just kind of came out of nowhere and had really serious ramifications. But especially with people trying to drive through storm conditions like that, it's just stay off the road, you know. No one else, even if you're good at driving through those conditions, no one else will be on the road. You know, it's so sad that all these little kids died. It's horrible. But
yep. Well, the weather this week is supposed to be pretty moderate, at least in the Northeast once again. A lot of people in New York are wondering what the weather's going to be. Isn't tomorrow the primary in New York City? Is that tomorrow? Seems to me.
Yeah,
it is.
It's coming up. Tomorrow.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but because of the arguing on who's going to do what with the ballots, it may not be that they know who the winner is on either side for a while. Right. What's the
The early voting, from what I heard, was a huge disappointment. Like it was very, very low turnout, because early voting, the way they do it in New York is that early voting happens in a period and then they stop it right before the election and then the election. So what I was hearing over the weekend is that at the deadline, they were disappointed by the number of people, and they said it really is going to be a crapshoot these next couple of days moving into Tuesday as to how some of the top candidates can posture around getting those voters into the polls, basically, because that's, you know, that's going to be the trick.
Right.
So we'll see. I guess it's anybody's game is the point right now.
Now, it seems that I noticed that American Airlines has canceled about 1 or 2%. I don't know how you put this into perspective. The other airlines are having the same problem with the huge demand, and they haven't got things ramped back up again because they weren't ready for the huge demand as quickly as has happened. So they got a lot of planes that are sitting around in mothballs. It takes them a couple of days to get them ready to go back into service, in some cases a couple of weeks, depending on what they have to do for the planes that have been sitting still for a year, year and a half, a lot of them. And so now they've been using the bigger planes domestically, and all of a sudden Europe has reopened, and bingo, everybody wants to go to Europe. It's a really amazing thing to look at how, and the airlines love it because transatlantic airline routes are very lucrative, and they have the planes to do it. They just they got to restructure their routes and what's around. So Americans cancel 1% of their flights for the next month in order to accommodate not only the plane thing, but they don't have a staff. They laid off all these people, like 35,000-40,000 people get laid off at each of the airlines, the major airlines. And so they're trying to bring all those people back. And some of them, we really have shot ourselves in the foot. As much as it was nice to have the help during the shortage, during the pandemic, but the shortage of labor now, and the way nobody seems to realize or look at this thing the way that it ought to be looked at. The labor scarcity should be blamed on the government. But what difference does it make what the blame is? Fix the problem. A lot of states, a couple of months ago, started to withhold the benefits. Some states have and some states haven't. But it's really very difficult to find people in a lot of different areas. The restaurant business, I think, is the most obvious. But people working in pharmacies, people on the farm, there have been just a lot of. And so there's always the focus has been on immigration to bring people in. Of course, the pro-immigration folks want to have you believe that this is the salvation. The salvation is to cut off benefits so people have to go back to work.
But that's
period.
Not just it, though, and that's what the new jobs report shows.
Well,
that the number of visas.
Much of it, though, Victoria.
Well, I disagree. It's the number of visas that have, when you look at all the different letters of the alphabet of the visas that have, you know, for work, study-based programs, you know, whether it's camp counselors, au pairs, college kids who are foreign kids who normally stay here and work all summer long, all those visas, and this is going back to the Trump administration, that this has been a problem that's been building for a while. I mean, when you look at the percentages of these types of visas, and these are legal, like people who are legally working here. This is not illegals. So these are legal people who did it the right way, have their temporary visa for work. They're down 68%. I mean, that's a significant drop in what is normally our workforce, and it's not just made up of people who are going to be, you know, bumped from unemployment now. There's still going to be a shortage, and that's what a lot of the labor reports have been showing, that it's, you know, kicking people off
all of a
three
sudden?
Because I just said this has been building since back in 2018, I think they started. There were 572,000 fewer people received, got their temporary visas for 2020, and in 20, it's a drop from 1.3 million in 2019.
What's being done to change that? What's being done?
Well, now Biden has reversed the green card stuff and to try to, I guess, to, you know, broaden the landscape of giving people visas again.
Well,
see, this is why I take issue with that, because, it's allowing American workers to stay home on unemployment while they're bringing in foreign jobs to fill that. And it's not really effective for the
economy.
That's what
I'm saying.
One of the big stories out of California.
But our economy can't recover if we don't have enough workers in the meantime.
But we do have enough workers. They're all sitting at home right now. I mean, that's the issue.
Tons of people
if you look at the number, there's a lot of people that are sitting at home.
Where do all these people go?
Liberal California.
Yeah.
So right now, if you're on unemployment with the extra $300 benefit in California with all the wages, you're making $18 an hour to stay home. That is ridiculous. That is, who wouldn't stay home? Of course, these people. I mean, you can't vilify these people. They're making more money to sit on their rear ends and do nothing. And remember how it used to be when you collected unemployment that you had to show proof that you were looking for a job.
Yeah.
Well, they dropped that during COVID. So they're finally adding that back in California. I think July 15th is going to be the day. Mm-hmm. So you at least have to show that you're out looking, because there's no reason that people can't get jobs right now. It's that they're choosing
not to. It's a huge opening and all over the place. All right, so food for thought here, 47 after the hour.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Vegan, can you go
at down? Finley's Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
Ooh, I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time for Monday, the 21st of June. Victoria Keelan is here with me, Doug Steffen, for the Amazon Prime Day. I give this over to you because I don't really want, I don't feel good about promoting Amazon anymore. I never did, actually. I think that they have, there's way too much power and control with them. But having said that, I'll save that for later when I get off on my toot. Here, you've got a list of some of the things that are special. I just don't think it's good for American business to have this much control in one company, and they're making their own stuff now.
Well, this isn't just on their stuff, though. I mean, in case people don't know about what Prime Day is, this is essentially, this is Amazon's version of Black Friday. And the sales have actually been, there are steeper discounts on Prime Day than on Black Friday. So a lot of people tend to kind of, you know, save up a whole list of things in their cart, and then they wait for the 48-hour event. It used to be one day, now it's actually 2 days. And so, again, this year for 2021,
how much of the stuff is made in China? How much of this crap?
It's every brand. I mean, you can go through, you know, it's not just, this is not Amazon-branded stuff. This is, you know, 44% off Crest White Strips products and 54% off Shark vacuums. Apple's AirPods are $50 off this year. So it's every brand. It's just, you know, it happens to be on Amazon.
How do they get these prices to begin with? They knuckle down the suppliers? Is that ready? Because, you know, they're not giving the stuff away. How do they get to these prices?
How does any sale work? I don't know. That's not really.
They go to the suppliers oftentimes and Yeah, well, it cuts margins down. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, what people care about is saving money. And so saving...
Well, but they ought to care about more than that. I mean, I think that's it. You're right. It's always about the price. But I think that, in this era, I think that's kind of dangerous, actually. Yeah, it really, I think it is.
Okay.
I think you got to look beyond your nose. I really do.
Well, anyway, if you're going to buy these products from these brands, then why not buy them on sale? That doesn't make
that's
sense
okay.
to not do
I
that.
Guess
well, that's what
all
I'm
right.
saying.
But, yeah, but there are a lot of other things that are there that are just kind of Amazon, really. I know you say everybody's on sale.
Yeah.
The concentration of wealth, it just bothered me. Anyway, go ahead.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. Finish it. Yeah.
Okay. So if you're looking for deals this year for Amazon Prime, and again, these are going to be the biggest discounts. Normally, Amazon Prime Day, it's anywhere in October, but this year they're going to do it in right now in June. So who knows? We'll see how the sales go. But like I said, Apple Watches are 15% off, 40% off, $50 off AirPods, 50% off all air fryers, home appliances, vacuum cleaners. I mean, this is right now. They just everything that is a home appliance, like everybody loves an air fryer and an instant pot, all of those are deeply discounted. So if you have been waiting to buy a major purchase like that for a home appliance, this is actually a really good deal. Also, once again, this year, Amazon is focusing more on small and medium-sized businesses. So Prime members can actually earn a $10 credit when you spend $10 on a small business product or brand. So they're trying to also, you know, they've changed their algorithm so it's easier to find small businesses when you search through what's on sale for Prime Day. So everything starts now, and it will run through Wednesday. So you've got two full days.
All right. YouTube and what's going on with them right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so Victoria, what's going on with YouTube?
So the YouTube app on iOS is going to be getting picture-in-picture support, allowing users to watch videos while doing other things on their phones and iPads. This has been my biggest complaint about YouTube. If you're watching a YouTube video on your iPad or on your iPhone and someone texts you or calls you and you swipe up to see who's calling you or whatever, you can't keep going with your video. You have to do one thing at a time and then you have to rewatch the video on YouTube. It's super annoying. And for Android users, they've had picture-in-picture all along. So YouTube is finally coming to iOS, and they're actually going to start rolling out without a subscription, so this is good. It's eventually going to be free for everyone who watches it on their iPhone or iPad.
Okay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.